But if you wanted to invest in an apartment complex that you drove by, saw, touched, and you know wanted to be a part of, then you couldn't necessarily do that. And when I heard you guys speaking about the fact that, well, yes, you can, but a lot of people aren't educated on it, it doesn't take very many keystrokes to Google and find out that you can self-direct a lot of these things, but there's only a few companies in the country that will actually be the custodian for it and understand it well enough to help you along through the process. Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode. Welcome to this episode of Free From Wall Street. I'm excited. I have Alex Perny from Advanta IRA with us today. We've been talking a lot about some of the CARES Act things where you can take some money out penalty free. But a lot of our investors, they've been socking their money away into 401ks and IRAs. And maybe they might not be at that job anymore or anything else, but everybody keeps asking, well, who do you recommend to help us do a rollover or self-direction? We work exclusively with Advanta. We have worked with other providers in this space before, but we've gotten the best service from you guys. We've gotten the best answers from you guys, and our customers are really, really happy. And we have a lot of people across the country that have come to work with you guys. So thanks for being here, Alex. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on. It's always good to be in front of new people and to help bring more and specific information to the people that need it. Like you were mentioning with the CARES Act, you know, we do have a lot of legislation that has come through the pipeline with COVID, you know, some good, bad, and different, but there's definitely some things that people need to be cognizant of when it comes to retirement plans. And that's exclusively what we operate in. So essentially, the service that we provide is the ability for people to invest in alternatives to Wall Street through IRAs, 401ks, defined benefit plans. If it's any type of what people like to term qualified retirement plan or any type of retirement plan in general, we can hold those and allow for people to do alternative investing. You know, what specifically does that mean? It really is anything that's not on a securities market. So if you want to buy a piece of real estate, is the primary focus of what our business model is focusing on real estate and real estate related assets. As of last count, we update our valuations and our metrics every year, but we administer about $1.4, $1.5 billion of assets for our clients, and about 40 to 50, sometimes as high as 60% of that is real estate related. And that is everything from single family homes to the space of multifamily and larger limited partner investing and really everything in between, and also more exotic stuff that's not necessarily centric to what we're going to be talking about here. But that's really kind of one of the cool aspects, is that we allow for people to take back that control and educate people to the fact that you're not just stuck with an IRA at a large trading house that you can buy XYZ stock in. I mean, you know, if you're familiar with something, if you feel comfortable with something and you have the knowledge to make that work to your retirement's benefit, you want to get those great tax advantages, you know, we're here to help with that.
Yeah. And I think that was the place that, you know, we first should start is, but why can't I do this with my Fidelity advisor?
Sure. Exactly. The interesting thing, I'm a bit of a history nerd, and you know, you've been able to do this since 1975 with the passing of the what's called ERISA, the Employment Retirement Income Securities Act of 1974. You know, that wrote the rules for it to have an IRA. So for people out there listening that are you know, old enough to remember that, before it was only big pensions and they kind of force you into investments. Since then, you've been able to have IRAs, and the IRS did not write a specific rule book saying, hey, you can only invest in securities or CDs or bonds. But big banks like Fidelity, you mentioned, capitalized on this and said, hey, you know, open an IRA with us, you can buy our securities, and they make a mint doing it. And good for them. You know, it's a business model that's worked, and there's nothing inherently wrong with that, but it's not in their best interest to educate you on things that they will not hold for you. And because they will not hold it does not mean you can't hold it. You just have to have a custodian, which is where we come in, that will allow for and has enough expertise to hold. Specifically with things like real estate, we'll hold that type of asset for you. Whereas if you went to someone like Fidelity, they'd say, hey, no, you can't do that. Or, you know, maybe by no faults of the individual's own education, they might say, hey, you know, this will be taxable if you do it, which certainly isn't the case. They just don't know that you have to have a custodian that's willing to hold it. So, you know, we'll allow someone to buy a piece of real estate or buy into a fund or buy into an apartment complex and hold that in their IRA and not pay those taxes on it. It's just a matter of having the right company for the job. You know, you wouldn't necessarily call an electrician to fix your plumbing. And it's the same kind of thing here. You know, they have their space in the market and some people, it works well for them. But if you want to take that control and invest in those alternatives, you just need someone like us that understands that type of market and has the ability to hold those types of assets.
Yeah, my biggest aha moment with this was, okay, so I'm putting money away in my 401k. I kind of get to choose where it goes, you know, based off this menu of what they allow me to choose. But I like some of these other assets. Go to my financial advisor and say, hey, I'd like to get into real estate. And they sell me their real estate investment trust product, which isn't really direct into real estate. It owns real estate, but it's basically a mutual fund of real estate. But if you wanted to invest in an apartment complex that you drove by, saw, touched, and, you know, wanted to be a part of, then you couldn't necessarily do that. And when I heard you guys speaking about the fact that, well, yes, you can, but a lot of people aren't educated on it, it doesn't take very many keystrokes to Google and find out that you can self-direct a lot of these things, but there's only a few companies in the country that will actually be the custodian for it and understand it well enough to help you along through the process. But I mean, the conclusion I've come to, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that there's not a ton of money and fees that these guys can make by managing your self-directed accounts, right? I mean,
correct.
And you get to fill that gap for those folks?
Yeah. So it's one of those kind of things where, you know, it's, I guess it's good and bad as far as a business model. I get asked more often than not from people saying, you know, that's really it. You know, that's all the fees that you charge. And not to try to, you know, self-promote too much, but it's a numbers game of how many clients use our service, because we don't make a commission on how much money you make. You know, you could make a home run killing and your $50,000 investment could return 2x in 3 years. We don't make any additional money. It's just a service-based structure for us. So you pay us for the service that you use. So if you hold an asset, we just charge you a static fee for that one asset per year. It doesn't go up, doesn't change. So, you know, if your asset skyrockets in value, you make a ton of money. You know, there's no spread for us. There's a spread, but we don't make any more fees off of it. So that's one of the kind of the interesting aspects of it. And one of the reasons why a lot of the big brokerages don't get into it, it takes a lot of capital and man hours to have enough expertise and workflows to correctly do this stuff, to do the reporting correctly, to administer the assets correctly. Just with real estate alone, you have property taxes that have to be paid. You have maintenance, you have insurance, you know, you have to sign leases. And for the larger multifamily stuff in apartments, maybe not as much as you would with single family stuff. It's just it's kind of an interesting model when you look at it of how we operate versus how the big guys operate. You know, we're not selling you any security. We're not selling you the investment. You're doing that due diligence. You're bringing it to us, and we're helping you structure it correctly to get those tax benefits underneath an IRA.
Yeah, which I love. I mean, we preach this on the show, financial education and you being able to be smart enough to manage your own money. It's the big lie of Wall Street, right? That you're not smart enough to manage your own money. So bring it to us and we'll invest it for you and we'll show you what are good and bad investments. That might work for a lot of people, but I know a lot of people that would like to have control of it as well and say, no, this is what I'd like to put my money in, but they just never knew that they could do it in a tax advantaged way. So yeah, it's been a great experience for us and our investors to be able to come to you guys and just kind of learn and get educated. You have a ton of free resources on your website, which I love because you can really learn about, you know, how to do all these different alternative investments through a tax advantaged account like this. And I know a lot of people that, you know, spent the first 20 years of their lives socking money away into one of these and then stopped and said, you know, I don't really want to defer all of my taxes. I'll pay them now. And they've switched their mindset on how to pay, but now they still are sitting on this 20-year thing yeah. at an old employer and probably don't even know that they can roll it over.
Yeah, that's, you touched on our education. That's something that, you know, again, we're really proud of. It's something that you know, you can find a lot of people trying to educate you on something and then sell you something. You know, we put all of our education out there for free. Go to our website, client or not. You can go through our whole YouTube library. You know, it's Advanta IRA at however you / YouTube. Just search it, you'll find it. You know, we have hundreds of videos on everything from, you know, different aspects of investing in multifamily real estate. So apartment complexes, commercial real estate, everything from lending. If you want to lend someone money and hold a mortgage, I just did one on precious metal investing. You know, that's something that certainly has increased in value a lot with the run up for the hedge against inflation. You can buy tangible physical precious metals in your IRA. I mean, we've done education on things like that. So I'd encourage people, you know, there's so many people out there that just kind of think, oh, well, I don't know enough about it, that are perfectly capable and smart people to educate themselves on something that works well for them. You know, you don't have to understand securities and derivatives and crazy options trading to be successful with an IRA. You know, if you have something that you understand, and a lot of people understand real estate, you know, you can understand just by the fact that most people own a piece of real estate, what goes into that. And the fact that, you know, when you sell it, most people make money on selling their personal house. You know, why not do that in your retirement plan? You know, people pay rent, and you multiply that by how many apartments there are in a certain apartment complex. That is a return on an investment. It's very simplified when you look at things like real estate. And obviously there are way more contingent factors that you need to look into to see if that's a good deal for you. But just the fact that you can break away from that Wall Street mold of what they've been prescribing you and say, hey, I want to do this. I want to educate myself. And a lot of people don't need as much education as they think in order to kind of understand this on a fundamental and fairly comprehensive level as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of the hesitation is that people weren't taught it growing up. They didn't see anybody else doing it. But when I got around some really successful people, I realized that the majority of those successful people, if they had some tax deferred accounts, they were going to manage it themselves. They were going to take control of it. And I was like, I didn't know that I could do this. I thought that my employer really kind of chose where I got to do some of my trading and things like that. And I just really didn't understand it. And you're right. Once I started looking into it, it was just very simplified. It's just that I didn't know. I was ignorant to the fact that I was able to do it. And once I recognized that I was able to do it, I started doing it. And it was just that simple.
Yeah, it's really kind of one of those things where we have a lot of people, you know, have a lot of those aha moments, you know, where it's really kind of wouldn't be simplified enough for them to say, hey, you know, I've talked to, you know, someone like Steve or someone else, and I understand the investments they're doing. I just don't have the personal funds to do it and don't realize that they have this bulk of cash. And the majority of Americans, the largest single assets that they have besides their primary residence of value is retirement accounts, you know, or things that they just inherently haven't touched because of those penalties. And they just don't know that they can do alternatives like this. So to kind of give them the education to say, hey, you know, let's rewrite this script a little bit. Let's look at doing these investments that I inherently understand a lot more, you know, because just for an example, you know, things that really don't make a whole lot of sense. Tesla had a 5-to-1 split last week. You know, the price kept going up and up, and then it took like a 30% hit last Wednesday. You know, a lot of people don't understand the metrics behind that. I don't think Wall Street understands that particular case. But, you know, they definitely understand, you know, hey, here's an apartment building. You know, that person's not moving in and out 5 times in a week. You know, they have a year-long lease and they are, you know, paying that rent. And that makes a lot more sense to people. You know, the real estate investments are much more simplified for the most part than understanding something like, again, securities and derivatives, and having the ability to do that is what we try to educate people on. Because ultimately, again, we're not selling them anything. It's educating them on what they can do and allowing them to make those investments. And to your point about, you know, seeing really successful people, that was another kind of unfortunate aspect of our industry, is that small banks, trust companies would kind of offer these services to their high net worth clients because they didn't necessarily want to do the back end work for things like real estate or the reporting with it, and would kind of just selectively offer it to high net worth individuals. You know, here at Advanta, we have zero account minimum. So we'll take anyone from someone that wants to invest $1,000 in something, you know, all the way up to multi-million dollar accounts and everything in between. So it's we try to open it en masse to everyone to take back that control.
So let's say I'm a W-2 employee and I have a couple hundred grand sitting in my 401k. I understand that the market is getting volatile. It's an election year. There's some some volatility in it naturally, but especially so in election years. Yeah, some. So how do I know if I'm even allowed to self-direct?
Great question. If you're no longer employed with that employer, you are allowed to self-direct it if it's still in that 401k. If you have terminated employment, you can take the entirety of that balance of cash, move it anywhere you'd like. Now, it's kind of interesting that you'd ask that question because it'll circle back to the beginning of this when you mentioned legislative issues. So, you know, first off, foremost, if you terminate employment, you can self-direct that money, not a problem. If it's already in an IRA, well, you can sell those securities and self-direct it. Now, let's say you're still employed. You know, let's say that you're still currently a W-2 employee with that employer. Now, traditionally, you have been locked in unless you're 59 and a half, which is the IRS general age of requirement, you can't take distributions from that. Well, with the CARES Act, the provision of that is that you are allowed to take $100,000 out of that IRA as a hardship distribution without any 10% early withdrawal penalty, and you can roll that into an IRA that you can self-direct. Now, I like to really preface this because it's very important, is that there is some self-certification on that. If you had absolutely zero effect to your personal household, whether that be from contracting COVID-19, whether that be from a spouse being furloughed or having hours cut, you know, you don't qualify for that provision. However, it is a self-certification. They intentionally leave it vague so that the IRS isn't going to get sued left and right from saying, well, you know, I was affected, but not to your metric. You know, to that effect, I personally did that with my wife's 401k. I managed those investments. She was furloughed for about 2 months, and then she went back to work, and then I requested a hardship distribution out of that, took all the money out of that 401k, and now I self-direct it. So if you are still employed, there are options. You are capped at 100,000, but typically that's a good starting point. You know, you can get into a lot of investments for that dollar point. You know, there's not going to be a ton that's going to be limited to you, unless you obviously want to buy maybe a piece of real estate outright. You know, maybe not. But, you know, there are options for you under the provisions of the CARES Act to access money if you're still currently employed with that.
And then what happens if, let's say, I'm not affected by COVID, I mean, but I still have an employer plan? Is it impossible for me to self-direct a portion of that or some of that? I mean, there's, I think, a rule, right, of like whether or not you can or can't. I forget what the verbiage is, but sometimes even in a plan, it gives you this kind of out option, right, where you can self-direct.
Sure. Yeah, so the kind of hot term that you'd need to ask your HR representative is that, are you eligible for what's called an in-service distribution? Now, the odd thing with 401k plans is that they definitely have legislation behind them, but when you, as a company, start one, you get to write some of those rules as you see fit. And one of them is, are you going to allow currently employed employees that are under 59 and a half to distribute funds out of that plan? The majority of plans, I say probably 70%, say no. But it always, you know, is worth the question. The question's free. The worst they can say is no. And if they say yes, then you can take out as much money as you want from that plan, roll it into an IRA. Because remember, they're going to say, well, it's taxable. So long as you, within 60 days, put those funds back into an IRA, no tax penalty at all. Yeah. So yeah, you are correct. Is that if you can do what's called an in-service rollover, you just got to ask your HR representative about that. Then yes, you can self-direct while still employed if you were not affected by COVID.
Yeah. A couple of good options there. I mean, I know that we've had some folks that have asked that question and they were allowed to do it. And like you said, you know, 70-30, that doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means you should ask the question if that's something that you're looking to do. So what's the process like? So I have an old 401k, I have 150k that's in it, and I want to get involved in some other type of investment that's not a mutual fund or a stock or a bond. So what's step one?
Sure. Step one is literally just giving me a call. I tell anyone, you know, if you have questions about it, just pick up the phone or email me. Give me a call at 727-754-9954. It's my direct line. Or you can email me at APERN as in Nancy Y at AdvantaIRA.com. And again, he'll send it out. But it's just a matter of starting the conversation. There's a little bit of paperwork. We can typically do it through DocuSign. You might need to print something and scan it over to me. But once we've done that, then we can pull the funds out of the current account. There's a form you fill out that we send to that custodian. And it's basically those three steps: is open the account, get the transfer started, and then once the funds arrive, you're good to go. And you can pursue whatever investment it is that you've been been eyeing or been preparing to invest in with the 401k or IRA.
But my Fidelity advisor is my brother-in-law. I don't want to fight with him. Who makes that? Like, I have to go to him and say, hey, I'm pulling all my money out, or do you guys help with that transfer? Like, what's that?
So the nice thing is that it might save you from some awkward Thanksgiving dinners is that, you know, you don't, these aren't done on the branch level. It's a back office function. So the form is literally called a transfer form. You complete it on our side and we fax it in to Fidelity and pull those funds out. So they literally, you know, and they'll even sometimes some companies will liquidate on that request. Most of the time you do need to liquidate your positions, just meaning that you've sold any securities. So you have cash available for that transfer. We're not a broker dealer. We can't accept in securities. You know, again, we're about as far away from Wall Street as you can get. So you need to do that, but you don't necessarily need to call your broker and have that awkward conversation. And we understand a lot of them are close friends. You know, you've known these people. They are acting in your best interest to try to make you money. But you know, that's one of the nice things is that we facilitate all that on the back end. So there really isn't any need for you to get too involved past just maybe clicking a few things on a web portal to sell some securities.
Yeah, which is really nice because sometimes, you know, I think people get it in their head that they have to do a lot of these things, but that really is where you guys excel. And that's where we've seen literally hundreds of rollovers take place. And sometimes we've needed them to get done pretty quick, right? And sometimes yeah. It didn't have a real strict timeline on it. But what can people expect in terms of a timeline? If I contacted you today, what would you say?
Sure. It's and that's a great question. And unfortunately, that's one of the hardest ones for us to answer. It all really depends on one, what type of account it is, and two, who the current custodian is. I'll start with 401ks. 401ks inherently just take longer to get moved over. It's an economy of scale. You're talking about plans with hundreds, sometimes thousands, tens of thousands of employees participating in these things. So the companies just take a little bit longer. And the process is a little bit different. Instead of us pulling funds out of a 401k, once the account is open, we'll provide you with wire instructions, we'll provide you with a procedure, but you actually have to call that 401k administrator and say, hey, you know, I need to do this rollover. You'll have to complete some paperwork on their side. Those typically take about 10 working business days to get to us, sometimes a little bit longer, sometimes a little bit quicker. Now, with an IRA, if you already have an IRA and you want to self-direct it, those are the ones that we can pull. You don't have to contact your broker and get too involved in the process. Those are more contingent on whom your brokerage is. To use Fidelity as an example, they're really easy to deal with. They take about 3 or 4 business days till we have a wire. You know, some places, I'll use Merrill Lynch, for example, are significantly longer and more difficult to deal with. But again, we deal with that kind of stuff for you. We'll let you know, hey, you know, we get this. Hey, here's what we need. We'll reach out, make those contacts and facilitate it to the best of our ability to get it done. You know, we don't just kind of leave you in the wind of saying, hey, you know, you got to figure this out. You know, we try to hold your hand and be as involved as possible because this is not normal stuff that most people do. You know, when you're making that paradigm shift of going from Wall Street and just investing in securities to investing in tangible assets like real estate or apartment buildings or something, we understand that there's a big learning curve that takes place. So we try to be as hands-on in the beginning and really help you out. And from that, I mean, really throughout the entire process. You have a dedicated account manager with us, so you always have a single point of contact. So we try to make it as easy as possible. You're not calling and getting a call center of people that are helping you. You're getting the same person each time.
Yeah, which is really nice. We've worked with some other people in the space, and I mean, it's taken up to 45 days to get funds and for no real good reason. You know, I think our average rollover with you guys is 10 to 14 days. And it's usually because somebody forgot to send you some paperwork back.
But yeah, that's one of those things with, unfortunately, with self-direction, you know, if we had the capital of Fidelity and we could have those amazing websites that cost $1 million a year to produce, maybe make it a little bit more streamlined. But with this stuff and the fact that we're not brokers, you know, we're not on the same systems as them, there is some actual pen to paper work that has to be done. And we do our best to educate clients and to put it on our form, say, hey, you need to print this and scan it to us. You need to mail it to us.
Yep.
But yeah, most of the time I'd say if you were to average everything out, 2 weeks from start to finish is what you're looking at, from opening an account to getting an investment done. Sounds about right.
Awesome. So I've moved my money over. I've chosen my investments. Now I'm back in control. What I like about what Advanta does, you know, you don't have a product to sell other than being a custodian. It's not like you're saying here, oh, by the way, here's some other securities that we like to recommend to you. I've always found it interesting that we take financial advice from salespeople, not necessarily financiers, right?
Not you take it from this, from the salesperson, not the investor. Yeah. And the cool thing is that, you know, we have the ability for any of our employees that want to actually self-direct their own retirement. So some have taken advantage of, not as many, you know, it's kind of one of those things, like the vegetarian butcher, you know, you don't always necessarily want to, you know, do what you do all day, but I personally self-direct, you know, I'm involved with that from the securities aspect and always looking for new real estate deals as well. So, I've been doing this for about, been with Advanta since 2012. So we'll be going into my ninth year here at the end of the year. So it's something that I personally find a lot of value in, just that option to change and to do things. And you're right. You know, we don't, the only thing we sell is our service. So we're only as good as the service that you receive from us, not the performance of the assets, not what we have advised you to do. You know, you're coming to us strictly for a service. And I think that works really well in the financial space. You know, the performance, good, bad, or indifferent, the client is the one that is doing that research to make sure it's a good fit. And it's our job to make sure that their service is as good as it can be with regard to what they are actually investing in. So to make sure that it's done as quickly as possible, that it's reported to them as quickly as possible and as accurately as possible.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean, it really is a paradigm shift when you start to understand that you can control your money more. And, you know, I always say, like, if it wins, it makes me feel like a genius. If I lose, it makes me feel responsible. What I didn't like about investing in Wall Street was when I lost, I didn't have anybody to blame, right? And I wasn't in control of it. So I had this semblance of feeling just kind of left out of the process. And it was kind of wake up and hope that it went up. And at least here, you get to make educated decisions about the things that you are researching, the things that you know and like and trust. And you really can take more control of your financial future that way, which, you know, clearly is the way to, you know, get some less volatility if you know how to pick your investments better than, you know, a mutual fund. And just gives you a lot more opportunity. So I guess the last thing I want to talk about is I know that you guys can also do some self-directed kids accounts, right? Some self-directed Roth IRAs or do you do Coverdell ESAs or 529 type plans?
Yeah, sure. We definitely do. Just to the point of the 529, 529s are something that have to be state sponsored and you have to be an FDIC insured depository facility to do that. So a few years ago, I looked into doing it. It's not there for us. We don't offer the ability to self-direct a 529 plan. They also have to be invested in state-approved investments, which I find odd. But we do Coverdells, so the ESA is available. We also do HSAs, so health savings accounts, which can cover your family as well. If you have a family qualifying HSA coverage, and with open enrollment opening up pretty soon, that's good to know. If you want to self-direct an HSA, you can do that as well. The Roth IRA, though, is really kind of a cool one from the aspect of looking at it from minor children. If you have kids that have earned income, if you're self-employed and let's say your daughter, you pay her to sweep the floors and, you know, trim the bushes at your car lot, or you have a plumbing company and, you know, your son is your helper or something like that, and they have earned income, you can put that into an IRA for them as opposed to maybe just giving it to them, putting it in a savings account. The really cool part about that is that they get the benefit of having a retirement type account that is going to grow completely tax-free. So all the earnings on that account are tax-free. If they want to use it for qualifying higher education to pay for college, they can. And the other cool thing is that let's say that they decide to go the trades routes or they don't want to go to college. It's not specifically for that kind of thing. If they have the want to maybe buy a house or if they have children, you can take out all of the contributions to those plans tax and penalty free at any time. So if you had put in, let's say $6,000 over the course of several years, and let's say they have now $30,000 in that account plus earnings. Let's say they had another $10,000 of earnings. Well, they can take 30 grand out of that account at any time, tax and penalty free, and use it for whatever they need to. Again, whether that's the birth of a child, whether that is the purchase of a home, if they want to pay for living expenses in college or college tuition, all of that can be used tax and penalty free. And then they get the great added benefit of all that compounding cash on cash return tax free returns once they reach 59 and a half. So it's a really cool tool to use for for children. You could do a traditional IRA, but the value proposition is by far and above better with a Roth IRA. You know, most of the time when, you know, if they're earning, because remember it's earned income. So, you know, if you're only getting paid $6,000 a year, the ability to have that as a write-off on their tax return is kind of a moot point. You know, they don't really need that. So just electing to make it a after-tax contribution, you know, the value is incredible there. I've seen some, one was a CPA client of mine, had three boys, and literally we have automatic payments set up in our system to go to three different colleges. And from last memory, I think one's graduated and they've all been paid completely tax-free out of the Roth accounts. You know, we have paid all semester payments to the applicable university for housing, food, and tuition through those accounts. And it just started because they were, you know, helping out and had earned income at the CPA firm that he owned. So there's a lot of cool stuff you can do with minor accounts. It's not just the education savings account or the health savings account. The Roth IRA, for many different scenarios, is a very powerful tool that people often kind of overlook just because they're so used to the pre-tax contributions of 401ks. But I'd highly encourage anyone interested in making tax-free money or tax-deferred money to give a good look at a Roth IRA. There's some really cool strategies that you can use them for.
Yeah, and we've started to use them as well. And they, I mean, the tax deferment, right? The argument can be made that you're partnering with the government into an unknown period of time where you don't know what the tax rate is, right? Roth is you're paying the taxes now. You kind of know what you're paying now, and then it grows tax-free, distributes tax-free as long as you live within the guidelines. I always say, like, you know, my grandmother gave me a savings bond when I was younger. Man, I wish she gave me like a Roth IRA with a consistent 6% return to it, because I mean, if you start young enough, we have a show, we did a video called Millionaire Kids on our YouTube channel with my 7-year-old daughter. And we took, you know, X amount of dollars and we put it in through this vehicle and we invested it into one of our deals. And we just did a compound interest calculator as to when, assuming pro forma projections get hit, she'll actually be able to be a millionaire. And it's incredibly powerful the younger you start, compound interest being the eighth wonder of the world. It is really powerful to be able to start with your kids and get them started young. So really cool that you guys offer that for parents.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've played around with a lot of those. I normally use Excel macros. And most of the time, if you start at like age 3 or 2 or something, it's like by the time you're like 38 or 41, you can be a millionaire. By the time you're like 59, it can be several times over. It's pretty cool stuff. And it's just simple math. You know, it doesn't have to be 15, 20, 30% returns. Returns when you're not paying any taxes on stuff over the course of 30 years for something, it's pretty cool.
Consistency is king.
it's definitely an interesting concept to look at. But yeah, that's kind of what we have. You know, we sell customer service. You know, there are certainly other people in our industry, as you mentioned, Stephen, that do what we do. You know, we're not the only person out there. But the cool thing is that the big differentiator and really what sells people between different companies is not really fees. You know, there's not anyone that's significantly cheaper than us. There's definitely people more expensive, but it's customer service. We're focused on the customer. You know, that's our differentiating factor, is that we treat you as a human, as someone that we understand that may need some education, that we're here to help you, whether you're inexperienced or you've been doing it longer than we have. We try to get that, you know, really tailor it to what's going to make the experience best for you. Because at the end of the day, you know, that's what you're paying us for, is the experience.
Yeah. And I mean, we've had some issues with some things that go wrong in the process. And, you know, to me, it's not that nothing will ever go wrong. It's how do we handle them when they do go wrong? And we've gotten right on the phone with you guys. Everything needed to get fixed got fixed quickly with a lot of transparency and communication. So nobody was left in the dark or in the lurch. And, you know, when you're talking about moving money around, it's important that you have that kind of integrity and that transparency so that people just feel comfortable. And like you said, you know, $1.5 billion under management. And, you know, we send people exclusively to you guys now at this point, just because of ease of use. I mean, we've gotten so used to the process. We've built such good relationships with you guys that we know exactly what the process is and how it's going to go and how we can set the expectations for the investor and on your end. And it works out really, really well. So we appreciate you taking the time today. Go to AdvantaIRA.com. Make sure you go and email Alex if you have questions about this stuff. He knows a lot about a lot. And it just gives you a lot of opportunities that you might not have known existed. And get free from Wall Street, take your control of your money back, and you know, start the way of building wealth the way that you choose to and decide to, rather than the way that we've all been told and taught to. So,
yeah. Thanks again, Stephen, for having me on today. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. You know, if you don't want to talk to someone on the phone right now, I understand. Just, you know, go to our YouTube channel, go to our website. You know, again, all the education's free. There's no kind of, you know, once you pay for this, you can access the exclusive stuff. It's all there. You know, go for it. Look at it. Put out blogs. We put out a list of the other podcasts we've been on, similar to Stephen's, with other people in the multifamily space and the real estate space. You know, get educated. Knowledge is key. That's one of our core values, is knowledge really being the key factor in helping you make informed decisions. So let us know how we can help. But again, thanks, Stephen. I really appreciate being a part of this, and getting to work with you over the past years has been a pleasure.
Yes, Alex, me too. Thank you so much for coming on the show. If you haven't done so already, go to freefromwallstreet.com, download the 5 things your financial advisor does not want you to know, and reach out to Alex, get educated on this stuff, take control of your financial future. It all starts there. If you haven't had a cycle of life that has made you hungry to get financially educated because of your upbringing or whatever, now's a great time to stop that cycle, teach it to yourself, teach it to your kids. And you have a lot of resources that we can recommend to go and do that, Alex being one of them. So thanks, Alex. Great seeing you as always. Next time we're in Florida, we're definitely going to grab some lunch. And
yeah, absolutely. Give me a call. I'm always happy to meet good people for a good meal. So
awesome, man. Well, enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review, and let us know what you think.